Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver leads the wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University, supported by checkoff monies from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Dr. Carver says the bar is high to do the very best job he can for today's wheat producer.
The key word here is comprehensive. We have a lot of things to deal with in Oklahoma from an agronomic standpoint, but also meet the quality demands. And I want us to be the best we can be in all those areas. I don't want to just be good at one of them. So
Those areas are
strength in the field and strength in the bakery. It's not good to me, it's not acceptable to me to be really good at one and so-so in another. We want to be good at all those because I think it's genetically possible. And, you know, plant breeding is one of those things, you get out of it what you put into it.
Dr. Carver interested in high-yielding wheat, but at the same time, high-quality milling and baking attributes to satisfy the end user. And his work is supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for today's wheat producer.
Well, livestock futures at the CME Group were higher to close the day. February live $1.42 higher at 137.67. The April's up 62 cents at 141.20. June live cattle 136.85 up 62 cents. August up 52 at 136.40. Feeder cattle were up $1.15 in January at 162.07 after two really big sales yesterday. It looked like Joplin and Oklahoma City combined had somewhere around 25,000 or slightly over that between the two sales. Both of them seem to be steady to just a little bit lower. But the futures market's bounced back. Like I said, $1.17 higher in January at 162.07. The March is up a buck here at 166.30. The boxed beef market at midday was 176 higher in choice at 277.80. Been a trend here as the slaughter rates have come down slightly. Yesterday we had 113,000. So slaughter rates over the last week or so have been lower. Let's just say it's 10,000 a day. Over 6 days, that's 60,000 head. Back in the original coronavirus outbreak, I think they got down to like 72,000 was the low slaughter one day. So right now it's not near as bad as it was then, but that's still a concern. And I think that's pressuring or keeping a lid on the live cattle, at least for now.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
We see the news that teen vaping's on the rise, but teens see something else. Internet videos that talk up fun flavors and downplay the dangers of nicotine. How can parents talk so kids will listen? Use facts. One, nicotine can rewire teens' brains. Two, it can make kids more anxious. Three, changes to the brain can be permanent. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
Well, the grain futures were stronger across the board, really led by the wheat. Quite strong here. The Kansas City wheat ended up anywhere from 10 to 13 cents higher, with the July up 10.5 at 788. Finally getting some catching some buying power here as the market reversed. Really, it reversed 2 days. 2 days ago, it sold off, made new lows, and came back. And then yesterday, it kind of did the same thing. And today, we followed through, gathering some strength here in the face of this drought. But we're 788.5. We're still below the moving averages on July, but we are gaining some steam. Fortunately, Chicago was up 7-9. The Minneapolis wheat was 13-14 higher. Beans were anywhere from 1 higher to about 2 lower. You know, the corn was steady to 1.5 higher. Tomorrow we've got a USDA report, which will be at 11 a.m. The quarterly stocks report is expected to show wheat at 1.421 billion bushels. Last year at this same time, it was 1.7. So quite a bit lower than last year on wheat quarterly stocks. Corn 11.6, about 300 million bushels higher than last year. Beans at 3.129, about 200 or so higher than last year. They also, the winter wheat seedings, or all winter wheat's 34.255 million acres. Last year it was 33.6. Hard red, just over 24 million. Last year it was 23.5 million acres.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.